You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm introducing the Mark It Down segment today from Paris, Tennessee at Sweet Jordan's, as I have with me Tommy St. John. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for coming all the way to Paris, Tennessee. We're so excited that you're here.
This is my very first time to Paris, Tennessee,
Welcome.
And it's just to focus on Sweet Jordan's today and what we can try to do to help this business that is helping so many people. And that's key to it, is making a difference in the lives of other people. And you're doing exactly that here at Sweet Jordan's, Tommy.
Yes, we try. You know, it's a big job, but we are willing to take it and run with it. So, and we're going to keep running no matter what.
The inspiration's in the name of the business as we talk about Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the early beginnings of Sweet Jordan's.
Mm-hmm.
How did this concept come about?
Yeah. So Jordan, after high school, there's not a lot for adults with special needs to go into the workforce. A lot of employers, they don't have the money. They don't have the extra labor costs and things that go along with hiring adults with special needs, because it's special. It takes a little extra time to get the job done. That's what makes us different. And so a regular place of employment, they're focused on the bottom line, and we're not. And so sometimes business people don't understand that. They wonder, how in the world are we still open after 5 years? But it's only because of people giving and seeing what difference we're making. That's why we're still open after 5 years.
there's a term that we use when a student finishes school and their special needs aging out of the school system.
Yes.
We have to then ask, what are they aging into?
Right.
Because we can't age them out and then there not be anything for them, something to give
step.
Them purpose, right?
Right, yes. And we all have next steps, you know. And so Sweet Jordans is a next step for so many coming out of school. We literally have a waiting list for special needs adults and that want to come to work here. We are about a month and a half away from opening a second location in McKenzie, which is about 20 minutes from here. But I'll just be honest, the money that it takes to open another place, it's a great cost. And we've had some people give, and we've gotten to a point where we got a little ways to go, but that will be opening. I'm praying that if all goes well right after the first of the year, early in January. But there's so many adults that are sitting at home doing absolutely nothing, and they can do so much if given the opportunity. So that's what I'm, the experience that people get from here, the hope that is given to the families of special needs. Some are sisters, some are brothers, some are their own children. They just wonder, what will the future look for them, for their child, for their sister, their brother. And so I think that this place gives those families hope that they can do anything that they want. So
I remember the roller coaster ride that's called a restaurant, because me and my wife had a restaurant for 5 years ourselves.
Oh, wow.
In Athens, Alabama. And there would be really good days, and then there would be mm-hmm. not so good days. Mm-hmm. And we had probably more not so good days than good days. That's why we're not open anymore.
Yeah.
So it is a struggle.
The
struggle continues mm-hmm. as here we are in 2022, near the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And people are struggling out there. I get a lot of messages about financial struggles that people mm-hmm. have, and it has affected a lot of people. Therefore, the amount of money that maybe they're spending to eat out mm-hmm. has been altered, has changed,
right. And
they're making decisions now on what they can and can't do. And there are those out there who can choose to eat out.
Mm-hmm.
And when they make that choice and that decision, we want them to choose
Sweet Jordans. Yes. Yes, we want them to come here. And I think we're just better together. I constantly say that. And I'm absolutely 100% positive that if people will come, they won't stop coming, because it is an experience. The joy in our team here, it's like second to none. These special team members don't know how to have a bad day. They literally can turn your bad day around. They find the joy in the little things. They don't need big fancy cars and homes. They don't need money in their pocket. They squeal at a dollar tip. The things that make them happy, we should all find that joy and happiness like them. They're a great example for us every day.
What type of response have you gotten from other parents after you yourself went through this situation mm-hmm. trying to figure out what to do for Jordan so that mm-hmm. he would have that purpose after mm-hmm. school? The response from parents, how they have felt about Sweet Jordans and giving their young person a purpose?
Yeah. It's been, tears. So many tears. So many parents we've gotten to talk to and help them. We even helped a parent up in Bourbonnais, Illinois, open a place called Sweet Darren's. We helped them, with recipes and things for ice cream and different things like that. And you know, I think it's part of giving back and doing for others. And when we focus on others, God's going to take care of the things that you have to take care of, financially and otherwise, you know. If we're all just sitting around worrying about how we're going to do this or how we're going to do that, I think that wherever your focus lies, that's where, you know, you're going to stay. But when no matter what it looks like, no matter what the bank account looks like, no matter what's going on, just staying focused on loving God, loving others, doing whatever it takes, we're better together, serve others, that we can change the world.
When you look at Sweet Jordans now and you think about the early beginnings, what are some things that you've put into place that you've watched mm-hmm. maybe the natural evolution of the business mm-hmm. as you thought, well, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
And then it adjusted itself and you started adding more things to be viable.
Yes.
What are some of those things that you've done?
So in September 2017, when we opened, we had baked goodies and we had ice cream. That was it. And then people started asking if we had coffee, and we just had regular coffee, but they wanted cappuccino. They wanted the fancy coffees. And so I got a little machine like at a convenience store machine, and it was like terrible. People didn't like it. I didn't like it. And so then we decided we had a Sweet 1B that was attached to our kitchen. And so we decided in November of 2018, we added a coffee shop. So Sweet Jordan's coffee shop was birthed. In doing those two things, it was just, you know, really great, but still, rent, electric, all the things that cost, labor costs a lot higher than most places because of our mission. We had to do something, and people were wanting lunch options. And I always made homemade soups at home. I had four children, and growing up, we didn't go out to dinner a lot just because it was a struggle to feed four kids. But anyway, so we added the soups and sandwiches. Well, then when COVID hit, it was no one was coming in. We were taking food out, and we decided to add in the salads. People are more health conscious, and so we added the salads. And so that's been a big change for us. Now, recently, what we are looking at doing is starting on Monday nights after the first of the year, we're going to serve dinners. There will be bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, homemade creamed corn, homemade mashed potatoes, and it will be family style. So when people come in, they'll be able to sit down for a table of four. It'll be one price, and we'll bring you the bowls of food to the table, just like a Paris-style Paula Deen.
Nice.
And but anyway, so we're excited about that. Again, it's pivoting. It's whatever it takes to keep the doors open. So
we're glad to be here today at Sweet Jordan's in Paris, Tennessee, to enjoy the food, to get the experience. This mm-hmm. is my first time, as I said, and I'm loving it so far.
Yeah.
And I hope that people do want to travel to mm-hmm. Paris, Tennessee, whether they're close within, say, 30 minutes or they drive 3 or 4 hours
yeah.
to come and get this experience. They need to realize that they're supporting something much bigger
so
than
much
just
bigger.
A restaurant.
Yes. And we've had people drive all the way from Virginia and Texas and Florida and Minnesota and all the different places. They've come from everywhere. What was I getting ready to say when you said, but if they can't come, if you just can't make the trip, we do have an online store, and they can order cookies and goodies and baked goods and coffee beans online, sweetjordans.com, and order until their little heart just can't stop ordering.
Let's give that website before we go to a break.
Sweetjordans.com, SweetJordans.com.
Excellent. Folks, you're listening to the debut of the Mark It Down segment as I tell you to mark it down and come to Sweet Jordan's in Paris, Tennessee. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this edition of the Mark White Show from Sweet Jordan's in Paris. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. Glad that you have stuck with us through the commercials. And now here we are back at Sweet Jordan's in Paris, Tennessee. Glad to have Tommy St. John with me as we share about Sweet Jordan's, the story of Sweet Jordan's, and then how you can help, how you can be a part of this special effort. Welcome back to the show, Tommy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming all this way.
Glad to do it. And I see a lot of people who seem very satisfied, very happy with their job here at Sweet Jordan's.
Yes.
And it does provide them some incentive to get up and to do something. And they get to interact with people. People interact with them. I know when we talked in our interview, we talked about the fact that it can mean as much to the individual who comes to be served as those who are serving.
Yes.
And that's really important that maybe you're having a bad day, maybe you're having a difficult time, and this is something that can help give you that boost.
100%. You know, Ray, and also I have to touch on this. While raising Jordan over the years, he's 32, has Down syndrome. He looks different. When we were in the years of raising him, when we would go to the grocery store, we'd go to Walmart, we'd walk down the aisle, and kids and adults would stare at Jordan, a little frightened even, because he looks different. It's not because they're trying to be mean, it's just that they don't know. They don't know what to say, they don't know how to say it, they don't want to offend. And what I believe and how awesome God has worked all this out is where people would like step away from and be shy to have a conversation with Jordan and others like him, Sweet Jordan's has helped close that, or should I say open that door to those conversations, to receiving a hug and realizing that their hugs are the best hugs ever. Now I've got kids running in or up to Jordan, into a store, into a restaurant, running up to Jordan and other special team members saying, oh, can I have a hug? Can I have a hug? Or asking for autographs, you know, and our special team members will say, are we celebrities, Miss Tommy? Are we celebrities? And so it's just been an absolute joy seeing the difference that we're making in that adults and children alike are no longer afraid or scared of a person with special needs. They're embracing this whole community of people that are somewhat sometimes forgotten.
And there is a stigma, and we have to be open and honest about it, that mm-hmm. when we see someone with a disability, mm-hmm. we wonder, first off, what is wrong?
Right.
What's happened to them? Why do they look different, especially for a small child who looks and sees other children who look a certain way,
right.
And then they see another child that doesn't look like the rest of what they feel is normal appearance.
Right.
And
right.
So that's something that has to be gotten over pretty quickly to be able to interact and have that relationship that we should have with individual,
yes,
right?
No matter what. And I'll never forget a lady came up to the side of our, we have a food trailer that we take out and go all over West Tennessee. And I had a lady come up to the side of the food trailer with two or three of her girlfriends, and they were all coming up to get something. And she goes, oh, that's that place that, you know, they hire the special needs. You know, that she whispered it. And that's what we need to stop doing. There's no reason to whisper. I want to scream it from the house rooftops that, you know, they are so special that it's an honor. It's an honor to have a child with special needs. Instead of seeing it as a sad thing, to be able to embrace it. And I say, I get to be Jordan's mom.
How are you able to figure out where a person's abilities are?
So some of our special team members, they would much rather stay in the back than they would ever want to come up on the front line and scoop ice cream or deal with the public. I think all of us, I want to push them a little bit out of their comfort zone. I was talking earlier about one of our special team members who was totally nonverbal when he first came. Now he's carrying on a conversation and high-fiving people and has, like, the best time here. In the beginning, though, it was like, oh, my goodness, what have I gotten into? You know, because this person won't even talk to me to take instruction or, no, he would do whatever I asked him to do, but he wouldn't talk back to me. Some of the special team members want to stay back in the kitchen. Some of them, I can't get them to work because they're such a people person that they just want to hang out with the people. So, but we have such an unbelievable an array of jobs, you know, whether that's cleaning the bathrooms or making food or running the cash register or dipping ice cream or making coffee drinks, whatever it is, there's a little bit of something for everybody. And just working with them and knowing, you know, that you can see the joy that they have whenever they're doing that certain job. You know, I say everybody has to clean the toilets. You know, we may not be gifted in that area, but, you know, we serve and do whatever it takes to get the job done. And so they're all willing, some not so much, but we all jump in and do whatever needs to be done. So
what is the struggle right now for Sweet Jordans and people listening right now? What can they do to make a difference in that struggle?
Well, cost of goods have gone through the roof. You know, what used to be $30 is now $80, and what, you know, was $99 is $182 a box. And there's just there's so much going out. And whether that's because, and not a lot coming in, because some people, they can't afford to. They're staying at home instead of coming out. And so it's been tough. And because we're a ministry more than a business, we are a business on mission. And that is truly what we are. We don't get any kind of government assistance or any kind of help because we hire adults with special needs. I think some people think that we receive some kind of assistance, but we don't. And so right now, I think the biggest thing is come in to Sweet Jordan's, you know, have the experience, buy lunch, buy dinner. And then the other thing is going online and purchasing things online if you can't come. And then the other cool thing that we have started doing is just like you can feed a child in a third world country, you can sponsor one of our special team members from $10 on up per month, every month. And we set it up, and you'll get a little handwritten note from our special team member. Depending on what amount you give, it builds. You may get a picture 1 month. And depending on what you give, you could even receive like a box of cookies in the mail 1 month. So sponsorships are exactly what that means. It helps offset the cost of their labor, their job coach, our support staff, all the money that comes in from sponsorships helps offset the cost of what it's costing Sweet Jordans.
And it's an easy to find link within the website, sweetjordans.com,
yes,
to be able to sponsor. I noticed that. Mm-hmm. And another thing that we talked about was Friends of Sweet Jordans, mm-hmm, as a foundation,
yes,
that people can support and donate, mm-hmm, through that particular foundation to support this effort too.
Yes. So Friends of Sweet Jordans Foundation is an area that you can give and receive a tax deduction for that gift. And so when they give, all that money for Sweet Jordans, or Friends of Sweet Jordans, it gives to Sweet Jordans and other places like Sweet Jordans that employ special needs individuals, and they help pay for job coaching, transportation back and forth to work. It just helps offset the cost again for those employers that are willing to do something like this.
Yes. So we want people to go to sweetjordans.com. Mm-hmm. We want them to come to the restaurant in Paris, yes, Tennessee. Let's share all the information for location, phone, mm-hmm, number, how to get in contact, mm-hmm, if they would like to email you. Someone, yeah, may have an idea out there to help support your business.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Sweet Jordans is in Paris, Tennessee. It's 849 Volunteer Drive, Suite 1. Of course, Suite 1. and then sweetjordans.com, sweetjordans.com. And then our Friends of Sweet Jordans is friendsofsweetjordans.org. So
I tell you, Tommy, I hope that this helps.
Thank you.
I hope that there are listeners out there who've heard the story of Sweet Jordans today and want to support this effort and make a difference in the lives of these individuals who have these jobs. They need these jobs. This is giving them purpose, just like it's giving you purpose to begin this in the first place, mm-hmm, for Jordan, and then to let it grow into what it has today, mm-hmm, this, mm-hmm, many years later. Great job to
Thank you.
Thank
you.
And
Thank
I hope
you.
That things can continue.
I'm humbled to get to do what we get to do each day. I absolutely love coming in. And I forgot to tell you, my email address is Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E, @sweetjordans.com.
Got it. Folks, we've been coming to you from Sweet Jordans in Paris, Tennessee, and I hope that you will mark it down. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let's help Sweet Jordans through this effort, The Mark White Show, to help spread the word. And I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This has been an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. of Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.